The overall message is what we have been doing this whole week, that we should, all of us, as leaders of our respective countries, come together, realize the situation in which we are. The world is not healthy, and therefore we need to come together. We really need to have understanding that we either do things together, achieve, or if we don't come together, no nation by itself alone will be able to solve all the world problems. Therefore, the emphasis on multilateralism, working together, and also that we should also aim to develop all the countries. We can't have prosperous countries on one side and countries where everybody is suffering. No hospitals, no education, not even in some cases, no food. That cannot be the world we want to live in. And the destructive nature of some countries, they want their way, they are invading other countries, they are punishing other countries without doing anything. They are invading other countries and taking their minerals. Those are not the things we should tolerate as leaders.
Where does Namibia stand on the call for reforms of the global financial architecture?
Now, that's exactly what we are talking about. Because these institutions were created by those who have won World War II. And it is in their favor. The leadership is divided. Either one is heading the European, is headed by an European, the other one by the American. There is no democracy in that thing. None whatsoever. The other thing is we are members of those institutions. When we go there, we need some money to develop our countries, to make sure that we have medicine for our hospitals. You borrow. But why should I, coming from a small country with 3.3 million people, borrow the same amount, let's say 100 million US, and my interest is higher than Switzerland, than America, than Norway? Why should it be that way? Because then you already from the beginning, they suspect that I will not be able to pay back the money. And therefore, the interest should already be high. So that kind of relationship cannot be tolerated. We can't talk about mutual understanding and moving in the same direction when those are the practices. The practices are terrible. It penalizes small countries. It penalizes developing countries. Penalize poor countries. It penalizes those who need those resources the most.
Talking about reforms at the UN Security Council, a lot of Africans have been pushing for it. Where does the administration in Windhoek stand?
By history, when the Group of Ten was created on the African continent to push for the reform of the Security Council, Namibia already from the beginning was one of them. My predecessor started that. Okay? And the aim was always, we were not thinking about reforming the Security Council in terms of other regions. Ours was specifically that we need two members of the Security Council with all the privileges of permanent members of the Security Council, veto power and other things. And as soon as the Africans start demanding that the whole African continent is not represented, other regions start now jumping in. Asia want to come in, but although they are represented by China, Latin America, rightly, they don't have a member. They want to come in. Other bigger countries in Europe, they want to come in, although they are represented already by Britain and France and Russia. So that has been our situation. But now we have done some push and pull. They are talking about, even the Americans are talking about, no, Africa should be allowed to have two permanent members of the Security Council.